16.0 EDG 01291120251051 Audio. Let's continue with this unit. This morning I asked myself this question: how can we increase our partnership with the EDE? Another question concerns the instrument class. What is the ISS instrument class? Is it a special class referring to space or to the current terrestrial reference? I don't know. However, these small questions don't directly lead to the design of the devices. More specifically, I'm thinking here about separating the DC power supply from the electronic measurement circuit. In short, a separate and modular DC power supply. I specify, separate within the device, the power supply, English term, from the measurement circuit. Why? There are several reasons for this. One of these reasons is the EDE guideline, compatibility for exchanging components between instruments and, in our view, increased safety related to repairs in case of failure. The voltmeter will not be the only device in the SSV. A DC power supply module can be developed to a standard for instrument compatibility. By doing so, we can position the module more easily within the enclosure while simultaneously accommodating ARS mode. A double-walled enclosure creates junction points, and these points will transmit a thermal delta between the two layers. If we address the power supply's position immediately, it will be easier to design a series of devices that prioritize ARS mode for SSVs within the framework of ADA. I'll leave you with a question: where should it be positioned? 1. At the rear of the enclosure. 2. At the front of the enclosure. 3. On one of the sides. 4. It's not worth it since the power supply is already DC. 5. I don't know. 6. Other. That's all for now. To be continued. Pierre Michaud, PMI, father of Gabrielle and Stéphane Michaud, victims of abduction in September 2007. This November 29th, 2025.